Social media darling Clubhouse boycotts South by Southwest conference over Texas policy on transgender kids. By Lucas Nolan on March 3, 2022. Popular audio chat room app Clubhouse has announced that it will boycott the South by Southwest. South by Southwest conference this year in Austin, Texas. Due to the state's policy labeling extreme treatments for allegedly transgender children as child abuse, Governor Greg Abbott said, "It is already against the law to subject Texas children to a wide variety of elective procedures for gender transitioning, including reassignment surgeries that can cause sterilization, mastectomies, removals of otherwise healthy body parts, and administration of puberty-blocking drugs or superphysiologic doses of testosterone or estrogen." NPR reports that Clubhouse, the popular social audio chat room app, will not be attending the South by Southwest conference this year in Austin, Texas, in protest of the state's attempt to limit access to sex reassignment surgery for children. South by Southwest is considered one of the world's most influential gatherings of leftist tech elites and cultural power players, featuring panel discussions and numerous parties and backroom deal-making sessions. A spokesperson for Clubhouse stated on Twitter, "We realized we wouldn't feel comfortable asking LGBTQ+ voices from the Clubhouse community to come to Texas. And if we feel that way, we shouldn't be there at all." Instead of attending South by Southwest, the company plans to host a panel called The Power of Voice on its platform. The company will also be donating the travel costs associated with the conference to local organizations while hosting a number of Clubhouse conversations supporting transgender speakers and creators. Maya Watson, head of marketing for Clubhouse, stated, "This was an easy decision and welcome and support brands, talents and other panels to house on Clubhouse." A spokesperson for South by Southwest told the Austin American Statesman, "South by Southwest stands against discriminatory legislation and supports the LGBTQ+ community. The governor's latest directive puts trans children in harm's way once again, and we unequivocally condemn this action." The leftist outrage stems from Texas Governor Greg Abbott's recent instructions to state agencies to investigate reports of children undergoing life-altering procedures to their biological development with the aim to alter their sex. Breitbart News reported on the situation, writing, "Transgender advocates call giving children drugs that block the onset of puberty necessary to gender-affirming medical care, or care that advances the idea that one can choose their sex, alter their biological makeup, and even body-altering surgery. Texas law imposes reporting requirements upon all licensed professionals who have direct contact with children who may be subject to such abuse, including doctors, nurses, and teachers, and provides criminal penalties for failure to report such child abuse," Abbott wrote in a letter to the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. The letter comes after Paxton issued opinion No. KPO 401 last week that called treating minors to extreme treatments as child abuse. Abbott wrote that it is already against the law to subject Texas children to a wide variety of elective procedures for gender transitioning, including reassignment surgeries that can cause sterilization, mastectomies, removals of otherwise healthy body parts, and administration of puberty-blocking drugs or superphysiologic doses of testosterone or estrogen. Jonathan Covey, director of policy for the group Texas Values, commented on the situation to the New York Times, stating, "Minors are prohibited from purchasing paint, cigarettes, alcohol, or even getting a tattoo. We cannot allow minors or their parents to make life-altering decisions on body-mutilating procedures and irreversible hormonal treatments." Read more at NPR here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.